Rosie Bell, the mobile makerspace, made her debut this month. She's a bus created on behalf of Carbondale Arts, and she's ready to provide another venue for arts education to the Valley's youth.
Do you want to decorate a poster?
Yeah.
Do you want to do green or white? Green. Cool.
Meet Rosie Bell, a full-size school bus outfitted as a mobile art lab for kids. Courtney McDougall is checking it out on First Friday in Carbondale with her two children.
I think they've done an incredible job outfitting the bus for the kids.
The nonprofit Carbondale Arts tore out the seats that would typically characterize a school bus, adding a row of desks on each side with prep tables in the back. McDougall's daughter Petunia is in the fifth grade and is coloring the silk-screened bandana she made on the bus. Like an expert, she explains.
You can use like fabric markers to draw on it and like create your own way to do it.
Raina Katzenberger is a printmaker on behalf of Max Inc., a project shop within Carbondale's Studio for Arts and Works, or SAW for short. She's stationed at a prep table teaching silk screening to kids and adults.
A lot of times people don't have the opportunities with the equipment or with the facilities, and so the screen printing back here, people can come in and learn how to screen print themselves.
Katzenberger centers a bandana on the press, smoothing it out. It looks like the fabric ink will bleed through, but she assures it's just a mark that helps identify where the picture will go.
So the screen is already flooded, meaning all those little pores in the screen that weren't hardened in the emulsion are now filled with ink. And so when I pull the squeegee on it this time with pressure going straight down, it's going to push that ink straight through onto the cotton.
So cool.
And so I'm just flooding the image again to fill all of those pores. Now I'm just going to cure it under heat, which then binds the ink to the fabric so that you could machine wash this and the image won't run out.
Having grown up here, Katzenberger says there hasn't been anything like this before.
Not only for kids to have a dedicated space that comes to them that's really focusing on creativity, but also to honor the legacy of Romead.
Roe Mead was executive director of Carbondale Arts and a champion for creativity in the Valley. She passed away in 2015. Amy Kimberly, Mead's successor, remembers her as a great advocate for arts education in public schools.
So even before she died, we got to show her a picture and say, "You're not dying, you're going to become a bus." And here she is.
Kimberly says the idea for a mobile makerspace came from an initiative to create more third spaces for children, in addition to school and home.
A safe place to come and learn in a rural area. The only way to reach a good amount of youth is to be able to go to them rather than expecting them to come to you.
In the coming months, Carbondale Arts will collaborate with different arts organizations to expose students from Aspen to Rifle to arts projects not always accessible in public schools.
We are pretty bountiful here in the Mid-Valley, Upper Valley. But, you know, Newcastle, Rifle, Silt, the RE2 school district does not even have school on Fridays because of budget restraints. And they were amazed at the amount of opportunity that our youth have up here, and we feel it's really important to be able to share that with a lot of underserved communities and integrate.
Although Rosie Bell does run on diesel, Carbondale Arts will install 6 rooftop solar panels to power on equipment, because as Kimberly says,
we feel she's going to be around for a long time.
While her daughter Petunia continues coloring her bandana, Courtney McDougall introduces her son, Sam. He's 10 months old.
He loves supporting the arts. He hasn't figured out how to color yet, but he's still enjoying Rosie Bell. I'm excited for him to grow up in this town and be able to have this as a space to make art and learn.
Catch Rosie Bell next at the 5 Point Film Festival later this week in Carbondale. That runs April 20th through the 23rd. Claire Woodcock, Aspen Public Radio News.